And another trainer that was there at Warwick Farm this morning was Kieran Murray, joins us. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Would have been good there this morning with 10 or 11 slipper horses.
Yeah, there was a bit of buzz around the place, that's for sure.
Yeah, how was it? I'll talk about yours too, but did you watch out for any particular horse?
Yeah, I kept an eye on a few of the Darley horses and Gary's horse as well. Yeah, they there's fairly testing conditions, as you would imagine, so they weren't galloping for sheep stations or anything like that.
No, understand. How are your two? We saw Loving Gabby trial last week. How has she come through it?
She's come through it well. She's had a little blow there, and that she seems to have come right on from that. And her work today, she worked with Dubious, and the work was good. She did what we asked of her, and everything seems to be in order at this stage.
That's good. You gave her a little time after the Blue Diamond and I think sent her to Ballarat and the like, just to give her a little time to recover from Caulfield. Was that right?
Yeah, like they're a high-pressure race, the Blue Diamonds and the races like this race, the Golden Slipper, they're only two-year-olds, and a horse like Gabby's in her first racing prep. Dubious is a different kettle of fish. You know, he's sort of had three, you know, this is sort of his third little campaign, sort of racing campaign. So two sort of totally different horses. But, yeah, so we're just mindful that we want to write for the main day.
And do you think watching her this morning that she is?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very happy with her. You know, she's a horse with a lot of ability that you know, I was learning what it's all about, and you know, as everybody's seen in the Blue Diamond, you know, she was just a little bit raw still and not quite well rounded, but you know, she's trained on nicely, and you know, I'm confident she's got the ability. It's just she gets a nice smooth run. I'm sure she'll acquit herself pretty well.
And with her, I mean, it was soft the other day, and look, it could end up back in the seven if the forecast is right of 30 degrees on Saturday. But does she get through it okay?
Well, the trial the other day, we didn't ask a lot of her, and she seemed to get through it pretty nicely. And today was, you know, testing conditions out here at Warwick Farm, and she seemed to get through that okay also. So the signs are pretty good, but I suppose you don't really know whether they handle it until they get off the bridle. Hopefully she doesn't have to get off the bridle, but that would be wishful thinking.
And Dubious is a bit the same. He's trialled on a soft.
Yeah, he has. Like, he looked to quicken up nicely this morning and seemed to handle it. You know, there's not a single doubt. But I've got a good record of handling the rain-affected tracks. So, yeah, he should get through it.
And do barriers play a role on either of these two, given the track conditions that we're going to get?
Well, I suppose they do, depending on how the track's playing. But, you know, who knows how that is this far out. So,
yep.
You know, I would play the percentages, and hopefully they draw towards the inside.
Yep, understand. Kieran, we mentioned Warwick Farm and just how important it has become, obviously, to you, because you've now got the base there. Are you building up numbers? Is that what you're planning to do?
Yeah, the stable's full. There's about 25 boxers there, and, you know, they're racing consistently and racing very well. So that's all we can ask for at this stage. So hopefully that continues on into this weekend.
Good luck. I'm hanging up thinking, should I be asking you any more questions? Are you planning to run many others on Saturday?
we're going to look at the Rand vet for Night's Watch. He's got a good record on rain affected tracks. So I think he's had a few runs down there in Melbourne. So timing wise, it'd be a nice opportunity to take on a track you know, that may well be a little wet. And Big Blue might come up and have a run around in the mile and a half, Group 3, I think it is.
Yeah, we know how good he is too. He's been here before and ran pretty well. Just two quick ones. Global Exchange just continues to make big steps the way it won at Moonee Valley. On the way to the Derby?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we may look at trialling him up here Thursday week. Yeah, and he's got a bit of a sense of timing about him, that horse. You know, we've sort of waited for him. He's a big, scopey horse. And you know, every time we sort of raise the bar and ask the question of him, he seems to be answering it so far. You know, like he probably has to make those sort of steps again, but he's certainly on the right path.
Yeah, he certainly looks good. And are you looking at running the two in the William Reid, Bonds Away and Voodoo Lad?
Bonds Away, it'll either be the it may be the Hariba at Mornington on Saturday,
right?
Voodoo Lad's probably most likely go around the Reid.
Okay. Well, you've got plenty of hopes, mate. How you coping with your new life, given that you've got your Ballarat and Warwick Farmer? Have you got the right people in places that you can trust and look forward to such a big time?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a great core group of staff. We've taken on some new staff recently. Really quality people. We've got our systems in place, you know, a couple of weeks to sort of feel your way. I'm wrapped. You know, this is you know, what I've always dreamed of doing, it's all coming together, and very happy with the team and how the horses are racing is the most important thing, and it's a very exciting time for the stable.
I can remember interviewing you as a young trainer down at the Bull, and now you've come to this, mate. You've come a long way in a short time. Good luck with the week ahead, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew.